Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So last week I mentioned taking the time to have a conversation with the younger generation, just kind of keeping pace, seeing where we all stand and balancing out. I talked to the Zoomer at work. I think I've mentioned that before. Kind of crazy of me to feel so old, and yet I have so much of my life ahead of me. At least I believe so. But I was thinking back, I guess what kind of really triggered it was a picture on Twitter showing the evolution in two very simple pictures of London. Picture on top, 1980s, some Capitol building. Sorry, uneducated, arrogant American here. Some fancy, big Capitol building with a little bit of the city, well, the cityscape behind it. And no tall buildings, but nothing like what we see today in the larger cities. And then the picture below it for 2020, almost in the exact same location as the top picture, shows that same Capitol building, a little bit more development around it itself, but then the cityscape behind it is huge. Skyscrapers everywhere. And times are changing. Something easily enough to be seen by that in just a 40-year time span. But I started thinking about the times that I've had conversations with my grandmother. And if she were still alive today, she would be turning 100 years old right now. Not this year, at least. And with some of the conversations I've had with the Zoomer at work, I might as well be as old as my grandma. With some of these experiences that I've had, I learned a word a while ago called gnosis. It's a Greek word, Greek noun, which means knowledge or awareness. And it's often used for personal knowledge compared with intellectual knowledge. And the Wikipedia offers the Greek writing. I have no idea how to read Greek. But as I continue on to butcher other languages, it compares French, connaître, compared with savoir, the Spanish, conosco, with saber, Italian, conoscere, with sapere, and German, kennen, rather than wissen. And it's kind of a difference, is what they offer, between learning something and experiencing something, seeing something in a book. Book knowledge versus learning it yourself, street knowledge, and understanding how everything works and breaks down. Fun facts about my grandmother is just the simple things that we nowadays take for such granted. No school buses in high school. Course studies in high school were rather set. She went to a private school, but didn't take classical 4 years of Latin. A business. Studying shorthand and typing, or just regular old high school diploma. She had 3 jobs in college just to be able to pay herself or pay for all the bills. Entertainment was minimal. Theaters were black and white and only so much to see. No constant Hollywood blockbuster hits. Her boyfriend, which eventually turned into my grandfather, was drafted. That's something we've never seen or really experienced, at least my generation. But we look it back at some of the Xers who can definitely talk to some of the boomer generation, bounce in between all in that generation, and ask them about the Vietnam draft, if they're willing to talk about it. During the war, World War II, during that draft situation, rationing, people would get coupons, be able to go buy gas, butter, coffee, shoes, and other commodities. We look at that today, that would be coupons and digital tracking of making sure that we don't purchase too much so that way the war effort can be funded. Only so many materials and supplies, only so much money available to go around to pay for all of these things. Her father owned a car, way back in the day, early 20s. Her mother did not. One car households, very common thing. Not so much nowadays. Everybody's got their own car. And she didn't learn how to drive until she was in her 30s. Can we imagine that today? The majority of people, half of the population at the very least, if we want to review the patriarchy, that women weren't regularly learning how to drive. But what about things that I've experienced? Again, talking with that Zoomer at work. Landlines. He only knows about landlines because his grandmother had one. His parents haven't had one in the house. And when we were discussing the landline, the motion of him saying, oh, you mean the phone that's hooked up to the wall and you have to click it there. Just funny. But because of that, he didn't know what a dial tone or a busy tone was. Didn't have to grow up without caller ID or answering machine messages, waiting on a tape. We've talked about the security on airplanes and going through airports, how much that has changed. And making a simple comparison to go through a fast forward, bring it back to grandma. All she had when she was in college and high school was the library, being able to go through, had to learn the Dewey Decimal System. Be able to find your books, read and read and read and read through the Britannica Encyclopedia. So much of her knowledge was consistent and passed on. The world was changing. Radio as her main entertainment. But as she grew older and times changed and passed on, more technology came around. Vinyls were a thing when she was younger, but cassette tapes and then CDs came along. She got to watch the rise of the computer. She was a teacher, so she had a Commodore 64 back in the day. That's what I played on as a kid. So she was somewhat in the know. She knew how to use the internet. She did the family tree, traced our family tree all the way back to the Mayflower, which was rather fantastic, really cool, but also showed where more recent relatives came in through Ellis Island from Ireland, Germany, Prussia at the time. Not sure if she gathered in on MP3s. Definitely did not see the rise of streaming radio. She watched cable come into all of the households. Now with the newer generation on this wave of changing times, seeing how everything is digital, everything's taken care of for you for the most part. Knowledge is at your fingertips. A phone, a mini computer in every pocket connected to the ability to search almost anything you want and understand it, or at least start to understand it. I had to explain to the Zoomer what balancing a checkbook was. They ask the question, if people still write checks at grocery stores. Well, depends on which grocery store you go to, but yes, you can still write checks. You still have to balance a checkbook. No quick, instant debits back in the day, mailing checks back and forth. What a strange way of seeing things. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, technology progressed in leaps and bounds, bouncing around as things got better and better. But then we hit this skyrocketing point. My grandmother, again, was able to see the blast off of it. The millennial generation has really been able to witness the changeover, watching it happen. And the Zoomers are the first generation to be fully engrossed in that generation, in that changeover. Whatever comes after Zoomers and their offspring will be fully engrossed, seeing where it'll all take us. I have pictures from when my parents were children. I have pictures from when my grandparents were at least growing up, looking at the surrounding bits of life, be that the sofas and furniture or the housing. Do we go so far as to say the old-fashioned thinking, even though can't really always get that from a picture? Certain things that we can only consume and understand from a certain point, again, through pictures, maybe a little bit of video to absorb, but it's not the same as living it, not the same as going through that struggle. Maybe we can step back and appreciate the struggle. Neither of the older generation or the newer generation. The older generation has no idea what's up ahead, nor does the newer generation. But the newer generation is more plugged in and ready for it than the older generation. A time when, again, going to grandma's time, when electricity was not in every single house. A time when places like New York City were full and busy, but definitely nowhere as full as things may be today. Population growth globally has gone up. Population in the United States has gone up. Didn't do the research on that, but even if we cut it in half to 150 million, that's half the amount of people, and then spread out over the same amount of area. Times were different. Times are different. And while I've had my conversations with grandma, I was definitely not old enough to be asking the questions that I would like to have been asking, at least today, had I known what questions to ask. I know as I've been older and gotten the chance to talk to the elders of today, there's more information to ask. Can we sit back and absorb their stories? Or will we sit there and pull out our phone because it's too boring? There's not enough flashing lights and explosions. Sense of intrigue. Will we sit down with the younger generation and attempt to pass on some of the traditions? Again, it doesn't have to be annual or anything like that, but maybe it's just a family card game. I went and I visited with some of the extended family the other week. Sat down with second cousins. Played board games. I guess I'm in that sweet spot of life where I can balance between the Gen Xers and the Zoomers. All hang out, have a good time. But the way the Xers have raised these Zoomers, it's not your typical Zoomers. But at the same time, typical Zoomers. And so this passing of the baton of technology, of knowledge, of life experiences, and how it all kind of balances out. How are we going to pass on knowledge? How are we going to let the new guard understand what the old guard witnessed? It's the old guard's job to pass on the torch, make sure the watch is maintained, make sure we can learn from our past mistakes, be that individually or collectively, so that way the newer generation does not get abused. Something else that I've witnessed in my previous employer. I got to join with the old guard, the older generation, been there for years and years and years, and watch the newer generation come in. And due to the politics of it, the way the job has evolved, management was able to kind of skirt off and shove off the old guard, the curmudgeon-y old people, not around long enough to give their insight to the new crew. The new crew's getting run through just a bit, but they'll learn. There's still some of the old guard around that might offer some insight. Or there's enough of us of the gap generation where we're able to traverse both generations, find that common ground. And then maybe that's the Xers between the boomers and the millennials, or the millennials between the Xers and the Zoomers. And the Zoomers, eventually for the Xers or the Millennials, into whoever's beyond. So we can be smart. We all stand on the shoulder of giants, this pyramid of humanity, and it means to become a better society on one level or another. Sometimes we take some backward steps. Sometimes we take some bounds forward. But it's all through that communication, that balancing point of where we all sit, where we all have come from, and our expectation of where we are all to go. But kind of, again, that simple enough point of making sure we have, again, some idea, some talking point, some point in our history that we can share. Maybe we take that minute, we give a phone call to Mom and Dad, or Grandma and Grandpa, or maybe that crazy uncle. I'm always talking about them space aliens. See what they're talking about. before they're gone, before they're unable to share their stories. Let's keep that communication line open for as long as we can. Make sure we get the full story. But I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. Go there, boost the toot, retweet the tweet when you see something fun or witty or maybe just the show being announced. Got a website, billybones.com. Remember, that's spelled with the number 3 instead of an E, Billy Bond 3S. You go there for links to previous episodes, subscribe to the show, email, and donation. This is a value for value podcast. If you found value in this episode or any of the collection of episodes, fantastic. I'm glad you did. First thing that I ask that you do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else gets that talking point, gets an idea worth chasing down. But if you felt this show was worth a monetary value, like today's executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, who donated $15, thank you, sir, for keeping this show alive. You go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, you click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You can chip in, you can donate, support the show in whatever number you feel appropriate. But thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.